Blog Talk Radio.
Happening, everybody. This is Wardell Pods G and Pasola Records Radio, and that, oh my goodness, is a song from our special guest today. And so how blessed we are. We're looking forward to looking, talking and chopping it up with After Midnight here on Pasola Records Radio. We're waiting for them to actually, they're calling from Italy, so we just got a couple things going on and trying to get them in the system. But in the meantime, we'll just play some music like we do, because this is indie blues and all that jazz day here on Pasola Records Radio. And we're just going to chill and have a good time, right? We're going to enjoy the music that we get to enjoy here. I tell everybody, let me see, there's nothing like great company, good environment, and good food. But ultimately, you get some good music with that, and it's all good, right? Oh my God, give me the food, man. But the music, obviously, we are doing the music, so hopefully we can provide that for you and bless you and just be a part of, this day with you here on Solar Records Radio. Guys, we love you and appreciate you, and we want to just have a great time. And look and behold, look who I think I see somebody here. Is that you guys?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. There you are.
This is Giovanni. I'm here with the After Midnight crew. Well, actually, part of the crew.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Say again, please.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear you.
If I'm not clear, let me know. I could change microphones.
No, it's fairly clear. There's there's more bass tune, so I can hear you, but your voice is very deep. But I can still hear you.
Okay, I want to try something different. Let me try something different. One second.
Okay, thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Nice.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, guys. So we made this connection to overseas, and much love to you guys. How are you?
So far, everybody is good, with the exception of two members of the band that right now have the flu season, and they are in the bed with a fever, so they cannot be present. But we have Mimo Trombeta here, John Sotero.
I wonder.
Hey, everybody's
here listening to you.
All right, guys. Well, listen. Let me turn this music down one second. I have music in the background playing, but I want to turn it down because I know Greg will tell me to turn it down anyway. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you guys tell us about your group? Tell us how did you guys get started?
Come è iniziata? Il nostro gruppo. Probabilmente abbiamo iniziato nel 2019. Praticamente noi già avevamo già un passato di musica solo disco fan. Abbiamo iniziato nel 2019, quindi sono
Okay, so the group got together in 2019, and it started from John Sasseri and Mimo Trombeta, because they have been music mates forever, ever since they were child kids. And then the other members have joined the group in 2019.
Okay, can you get a little closer? I'm told that they can't really hear you that clearly, so you sound very muffled, they said. Can you get closer to the mic?
Okay.
Or to the phone? I'm not sure if you're talking to a phone or mic, but it sounds a little muffled, they said.
I'm talking to a microphone right now. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, is the microphone backwards? Are you talking into it backwards?
I'm sitting in front of the computer right now, and the microphone is the one embedded on the webcam.
Okay.
Let me check the volume. Just a second.
Is it important? Yeah. Okay.
It seems that the volume is good. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. It's better than it was. So let's go on. So in 2019, you guys got together, and what made you decide to put a band together? What is it about bands? Because I'm excited. I love it that you have a band, and so. What is it? Because it reminds me of Dynasty. You guys remind me of Dynasty. So it makes me happy to see you. What made you guys decide to put a band together?
We accidentally pressed the wrong button here, but we are back online. Sorry.
Okay. I said, what made you guys decide to put a band together? As you know, I'm from the group Dynasty.
Okay. Che cos'è che vi ha fatto prendere la decisione di fare questo gruppo?
È una situazione per il funk. La storia del funk, anche perché noi volevamo utilizzare una band per fare solo quello che noi volevamo, tanto tempo.
Because the main reason is that the entire crew has always been interested in that funky music, so they found the right company to make that happen. So the same passion for the funky music.
Okay. Now, when I speak, I hear myself.
Say again, please.
When I speak, I hear myself. It's coming through your speakers, back into the microphone.
I haven't changed anything. Do you have like an echo or something?
Yes.
Oh.
But okay, let's try to keep going. Tell me about the young lady. You have a young lady that you feature in your band. Tell me about her.
Okay. Vuoi sapere un poco di cosa? Di Nadia. Okay. Of course, you know that her name is Nadia, right? Now, I'm going to give you some feedback.
Okay. No, Nadia, diciamo, è entrata qui nel 2019 insieme a Salvo il Cattivista. E io avevo una situazione, faccio in Blues Brothers, all'epoca, no? Quindi, finita questa esperienza, noi siamo entrata con noi per fare questo genere. Quello che l'altro piace tanto, no? E noi abbiamo coinvolta. Speriamo di fare qualche mese con lei.
So she started to be part of the band in 2019, and when they met, she was performing a Blues Brothers song, and they decided to get together because of the same interest in the funky soul music. And now they are looking forward to come up with some unreleased songs, so brand new songs.
Oh, okay. So tell me about the drummer.
Okay, drummer is Mr. Johnny Fratelli. He is, he started as a percussionist. If you see him playing is, he's crazy. He has bells, he has drums, he has bongos, he has all kinds of things. And he, most of the day after his working time, he plays, studies all the time. He's very passionate about, music. Music is really part of his life. I mean, he cannot think about, his life without being a drummer and, playing music.
Okay. And tell me about Mimo.
Hey, ciao Walter. Mimo, vuoi sapere cosa c'è?
Siamo tanti anni fa. Guarda, lo sapevo, ascoltavo lui in sostanza. Che guarda le batterie della Tower, lui ha fatto vesti delle Whisper, si sciava, quindi ho iniziato con quello e poi che ne dicevo, se non lo so dire la vita.
Okay, Mimo is has been in the bassman in many years, and he said, it's just telling me now that he started listening to your music.
So, you know, when you were the drummer of the, it's always been playing that kind of music. So, and this is what is his best interest right now, you know, still keeping performing in that specific type of music.
Okay. Can you hear me? You have a guitar player, right? Tell me about your guitar player.
About who, the keyboard player?
Yes, keyboard player.
So Salvo Puglisi is the keyboard player. He has been in. Is always music has always been his main occupation, his main lifestyle. Let's call it that way. And as a matter of fact, this is his main job, his main work. He's been playing different kinds of music and being part of various bands in his during his career. And now he has decided to come up with this challenge with this After Midnight group, and you know, he's working on new projects with them.
Are you guys doing a lot of gigs now after the pandemic?
Avete fatto dopo la pandemia, avete fatto serate? Abbiamo reso quest'anno di venire con questo, quest'anno avete fatto serate. Yeah, this year they have been they started performing again several times. They're hoping to do much more next year.
Are you guys working in other places like the UK, or are you staying in Italy?
No, they're just staying here around. They're not planning to go outside right now.
Okay, so. Are you plan on starting a new? I'm sorry. Say it again.
You're breaking up. Can you say again, please?
I'm sorry. Is it still breaking up?
No. No. Right now, no.
Okay. So. I just want to know, we have people around the world that's listening to this show, and I just want to make sure that everybody understands that we're talking to our friends over in Italy right now, and the communication may sound a little different than normal. That's because we're really forcing it and trying to make this happen. So I apologize to the listeners for the sound of what we're doing, but it's still important to us that we talk to our brothers and sisters across seas, regardless of the condition. Hopefully you'll be able to make this out, and if not, we do understand. I was told that the sound is not really great, and I don't want to, you know, be disrespectful. We have to try to do this another way so that it's a little clearer.
Okay.
what is it that do you guys think that you can call back in and we can sort this out as I could go through the show and you can, we can get this done today, but right now the sound is not good. Is there a better way of getting the sound or not?
I mean, right now we have a solid internet and you know, just a regular computer. I know I don't know. I can end the call and try to call back in. Maybe the quality will get better. It's better on the second try.
Okay. Well, you know, you actually sound good right there.
So what do you want me to do?
Yes, just we're going to hang up and call back. We're going to take a music break, and then and we'll try it again. Okay.
Okay. So, right, so should I end the call now?
Yes, and call right
okay.
call right back. You know, end the call back, and we'll try to fix it. All right, here we go, guys. Solar Records Radio. We'll be back.
Damn, if you make me stay, well, don't give up. girl, don't try to make me stay. Don't make me stay.
I got to just say to you guys, I apologize for the delay or, you know, for anything that you're hearing, you know, from an audio point of view. We are trying our best to be our best to get you the best interview possible and stuff from our brothers across the sea. So please be patient with us, and we appreciate that very much. We have a better connection now, so we're going to try to see how that works out. Okay, you guys are back, right?
Yes, online.
All right, all right. Sounds much better. Okay, so listen. My question is that do these guys prefer after midnight prefer to do live shows and or do they prefer to record in the studio? And so, whichever one is the answer, can they tell us why?
Okay. They prefer live, even though they work in the studio as well. Performing live is what gives them the contact with the people, is the right energy that makes them perform the best way possible.
Okay. Yeah, I know that the live thing is a lot more fun for me as well, because just having the opportunity to you know, just interact with the audience and stuff, and it right there in itself is a gift, right? Because of the love and the energy that you are receiving from these people really help to magnify your performances. Now, I want people to know that we have to have an interpreter because they don't speak English, so that's making it even harder, and we're doing our best to get this information from them because they are very talented, and I love them. I love watching them perform. I've been watching them for a long time now, and I'm always trying to get Mimo and them on the show. So, but you know, the breakdown is the language barrier, and I'm sorry that we have that problem. But I have to say that thank God that music is an international language, and so with that music, we communicate very, very well and very comfortably. I just want to also say, you know, I have another song that they redid. Ask them why did they redo that song it was a remake that they did. Can they talk a little bit about the remake that they did?
Avete fatto un remake di una brano, avete rimodulato, quindi avete mandato la cosa e combinare le cose. La musica, la musica, la musica.
Sto
chiedendo l'intervista, Luis Porterano, Bandera también da la dimensione, sono dispiaciuto che tutte le persone stanno male, che posso pensare di dire un po' mi sembra.
La è stato gentilissimo, tanto, come sempre, guardi il
piacere. They appreciate and thank you very much for the opportunity for this interview. And they are looking forward to hear from you again, and they for sure they will be they will continue to perform and send music and hope that you know people will appreciate the what they do.
If they don't want to be
All right. Well, love you guys. Bye, Mimo, and I'll see you guys later next time. Y'all take care. And I'm gonna play your remake right now. See you later.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
brothers and sisters. Woo. Way to go, guys. After Midnight overseas, just blessing us here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. And like I said, you know, sometimes the interviews can be difficult because of, you know, sound, just like concerts. Sometimes we go do shows and we go, one, two, and then there's no sound. And that's happened a few times. One time we got to the concert, we flew overseas to Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, and got there. I'm saying we can talk about Dynasty, and we were ready to perform. And we went to the facility, the location where, you know, we were going to perform, and our equipment never made it. It never left the airport. I mean, it may have left the airport, but it never came to where it was supposed to go. And so they gave us some little rinky, I mean, crazy looking, I mean, crazy sounding, like toy drums. And I had to play them. And then Ricky, they gave him something really strange, but he did have his keyboard. Now, this is the thing. He had his keyboard. It's called the Arp Quadra. And he had the keyboard. And it's just the keyboard that made that, that you, when you hear and the beat goes on, da, da, that's the keyboard that Ricky had there. And it's also the keyboard, I Just Begun to Love You from Dynasty, the beginning of the song. So that was the keyboard, right? The Arp Quadra. And we plugged it in and it exploded. Because the power was different. So he had to use some organ or something. It was terrible. We just suffered through the show. And I'm quite sure that the people were suffering along with us. Because it was like, what? Who is this? We were trying to sound like Dynasty because we didn't have our equipment. We sounded terrible. But, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. The entertainment business, will, you know, it's not predictable. You just never know when something good is going to happen or something bad is going to happen. So much love to our brothers and sisters overseas, man. We really appreciate you guys. And we look forward to chopping up with you guys again. And, you know, and I know the language barrier is an issue as well. But I want to thank the brother that was, you know, helping us to at least try to communicate. And so thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you as well. All right, guys. So listen, we're going to keep going. It's an easy, like a Sunday morning kind of afternoon here at Solar Records Radio. Every Wednesday, we kind of chill, relax, and it's hump day, right? So it's right in the middle of the week when things could just be like, oh my God. And look, we just got another situation like, oh my God, what happened? But things happen, that's life. And we just have to take it, you know what, that's just life. And we just keep on moving and keep on grooving and, you know, and it gets better when you do that. But if you just sit there and whine and dine, you just kind of get yourself in a bad situation. So we're just going to keep on moving. I enjoyed it, actually. I enjoyed just knowing that they were there and that we were, you know, talking to them, and they were all sitting in the studio just trying to have a conversation with us over here. Thank you guys for your sacrifice that you made, and then for your brothers and sisters who are sick. You know, we will keep you guys in prayer. So anyway, let's get this music going. Oh, we got the holidays coming up. We'll talk about it shortly when we come back.
But it isn't real. tell you that would cheat myself. Oh, baby, you feel the same.
Trust me, they're just beauty marks.
And honestly, I don't care.
Hello, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you have tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. And now, with that being said, it is time to take an adventure in the land of music.
Like me, I long to be nearly went out of my mind. Wait, darling, I miss your loving. When you left me, baby, you did it. Oh, baby, come here. Let me caress you. Oh, baby, you let us. Show me what you missed. Come, Miss Sugar, and get to this. I want to do something.
sitting it down. So I recommend you come get to this. Man, oh man, what a great group. It felt good. I'm enjoying it. I'm just rocking and rolling. I hope you guys are good. We've got about another 29 minutes left in the show. And hey, you know, I'm not sure what's going on. Hopefully my microphone is getting better. I don't know. I have no clue. All I know is Greg is bullying me. So that's the way it goes, guys, here on Solar Records Radio. I want to play a song by our beautiful sister, Tiffany Vino. And this song is called Never Say Never, because, man, oh, man, what you might miss. Check it out.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You got me, you got me doing the, what do you call it? I'm two-stepping over here, girl. Wow, I love that song. Really appreciate it. Sorry for all the audio issues here today. But like I said, Greg's bullying me, and so I'm doing my best to just kind of keep it cool because I had no idea that the mic sucking so bad. So, but anyway, we switched mics in, so we're on and on. But listen, so I told you earlier, I said holidays are coming up and we're going to talk about it. So holidays are coming. So we celebrate a lot of holidays, right? There's so many holidays. And so we have Thanksgiving coming up here in the United States. I'm not sure, you know, how many countries celebrate Thanksgiving, but it's really, really about just being grateful, you know. So we pick a day out of the year to just be grateful for our blessings, you know, the people in our lives that love us, the people that we love, the people, you know, that help us to do what we need to do with our work and, you know, our clients, and just thankful for, you know, God blessing us, you know, with a home and just, you know, all the things that you can think of, you know, your jobs and stuff, whatever it is that you're thankful for. That's what we do on Thanksgiving. We celebrate that. And I don't do the pilgrim thing because I'm not sure what really happened, you know, but anyway, but I'm more grateful to God for what he's done for us. And that's the bottom line, and that's most important to me. So with that being said, much love to all you guys, and I hope that it'll be the next week, I think, yeah, next Thursday we'll be celebrating Thanksgiving. So that whole weekend, it's like, it's just all about that. So we'll see what we have in store here on Solar Records Radio for you. But so starting Wednesday night, it is on. People, family gets together. They come over and they start cooking. And it starts on Wednesday. I mean, they actually, some people start on Tuesday or whatever, the beginning of the week. But Wednesday, it's really on. The house just smells amazing, and there's so much food. With the bigger your family, the more food there is. And then it just gets to see, you know, people that you haven't seen in a long time, your family, and you get to love on each other and laugh and play cards and, you know, different games and see how the kids have grown or whatever it is it may be for you. That's what it is for me. And but this year I won't be that. I won't see my kids because they're all in California. And so it'll be a different kind of thing. Whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. And so I look forward to whatever the blessing is. And I think it's just going to be my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my cousin and his wife, and my wife and myself. So we'll see. But anyway, guys, just we're going to still do our show. I'll play music. Because I love music. And this Throwback Thursday for me, and that's one of my favorite shows. So I'm going to be playing some music, and you guys just do your thing. I will probably just play, you know, some mixes and stuff, you know, so that you could, if you need to tune in to some good old school music, tune in to Solar Records Radio. Also, we should have some new things for you to look at on our website. You can go there now, and if you want, wardellpotsjr.com and go into the store, or solarrecordsradio.com and go into the store and shop. It's up to you. You know, maybe you can buy something for a loved one in the family and stuff. And we, you know, we'll do our best to be a blessing to you. I think we're going to have some discounts as well. It's kind of, you know, this, you know, things are kind of expensive nowadays. I looked at the sweatshirts I got. Whoa. I said, well, you know, inflation. I go, inflation. Come on, man. But there's some, we have a lot of different things in there, cups and hats and all kinds of different things that can remind you of our time together here at Solar Records Radio. So check it out, okay, and have a good time. Also, I have an audio book coming out for Christmas. So it'll be coming out the end of this month. You guys will see that in there as well. So we hope that you will enjoy. It's that the audiobook is my story as a young man becoming a professional musician, and what the blessing was and how it all really went down. So check it out. You might like it. And it's really good for kids, so maybe you can share it with a kid that may have a dream, because dreams do come true, just like mine did. All right? So here we go, guys. I want to play Tiffany. When she was here, she we interviewed her last week, and when she was here, she dropped off another song for the season. So is it okay if I play a Christmas song? I know it's not there, but it's almost. So I'm going to play this Christmas song by Tiffany. It's called The Christmas Song. And thank you guys again for tuning in. Appreciate you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
We can gave ourselves some distance. For today, and maybe we'll see through this rain.
We had searched for heaven, what we thought was hell. Is there a solution? Only God would tell. Maybe with some patience, we will find our way. Maybe we'll cross the path once
yeah.
good night to everyone, and thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. I really appreciate you guys, and you take care and have a blessed and beautiful rest of your evening, afternoon, wherever you may be in the world. God bless you. Thanks once again to our group that came on that blessed us from Italy after midnight. Much, you know, thanks, Mimo. Look, we'll try to get back together again and figure out a way to do it. Maybe we can do it in a different way, but that was very difficult and hard to, you know, to make sense out of, you know, everything we were trying to say, but your music spoke loud. So thank you for sharing the music, my brother. All right, guys, take care, and we'll catch you later on Solar Records Radio. Here is Mr. Victor Wooten, and this song is called Amazing Grace.
I think it's about that time, baby.
My name is Victor, and I'm a winner,
and I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And just 'cause I come out on top, don't mean I'm leaving you out.
Yes, I'm a trickster, but not a sinner.
And you may not agree.
Before you start to criticize,
are you talking about you or me? 'Cause I'm your brother, your friend. I'm so much a part of you.
To be the victor,
deal with who you are
before you worry about what to do.
I'm right here with you, not against you. It may look like deceit, but I am always on your side, even when we compete. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Already on your mind. Some may call it brag.
but I ain't got the time.
I ain't coming to get you.
That's right.
Look out.
Sneaking up from behind.
Sneaking up from behind you.
Well,
wow.
Don't worry. Just a little bit more to say. I might wait till tomorrow. It ain't gotta be today.
I'm gonna tell my story.
I don't know where to begin.
The one thing that I know for sure,
the victor always wins. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ain't no worry in tomorrow. You just take care of today. And there's nothing left to borrow. Then you have the right to say,
my name is Victor.
Baby. Yeah, just put your hands right here while I whisper in your ear. And just in case you didn't know, I'm here to tell you so.
Let me hear you say, play, Victor, play.
Galactic oscillation, paranormal observations, baby.